Kia ora koutou, and welcome to another episode of South Pacific Muscle with myself, Mike, and joined today, Joanne A. How are you, my man?
Hey, guys, thank you for having me. I'm good, man. I'm real good.
The last week, in the tail end of it, after all that hard mahi all year, how you feeling coming into the last week, bro?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. Feeling real depleted, you know, it is what it is, you know, that last week. So water loading and trying to, you know, not crash on the road. And yeah,
you're still sounding and looking pretty mentally sharp. You still look pretty onto it.
Yeah, we still managed to keep we've kept the carbs pretty high with my prep. So just under a kilo of white rice a day. So we still got the rice in there, so yeah.
Must need a lot to fuel a big frame like yours, bro, because you've got, you know, you're 6'5"?
Yeah, I'm 6'5".
So there's a lot of muscle hanging on your frame, because we know, you know, when I look at your photos, I certainly don't look and think, you know, there's a 6'5" guy. You certainly, you know, you look like I could go 5'11 to 6'1", but, you know, just with that size. So what are you actually weighing currently?
I'm a heavy boy, so I'll weigh 106 kilos. Nice. Yeah. So
your food, your carbs. Yeah, you can see why you need those carbs, eh, bro?
Yeah, gotta maintain. But it's an odd one. I didn't think I'd be putting on weight as I, you know, came closer to comp. It was an odd one for me.
I see Mo put up a post today saying it was a bit of advice, and it was, he said, if you carb load too early, you spill over. If you carb load too late, it doesn't work. And that was it. And I thought, oh, that's a quite a poignant sort of a little message to everyone in that last week, just to not do anything stupid and to stick to the game plan. So have you got a good game plan that you've had worked out for quite some time, and or you're adjusting as things happen?
Yeah, you know, we don't want to give all the secrets, you know, but we've kept it pretty basic. We like to carb up a lot closer to comp. So, you know, Friday night, really play safely and, little bits by bits of food and up until comp. We don't want to, you know, be bloated on stage. We still want to hold that conditioning. So, yeah.
That midsection is super important, mate.
Yeah.
100%. Hey, you say we. Are you working with a particular coach, or have you just got someone on board that works alongside you? Who are you working with?
So I'm a big shout out to my man, Marcus Fitness PT. So Sydney's also under Marcus as well, the one that won ICN. Is it ICN? Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually I've had a number of people say to me, you need to get Marcus PT on board because he's got some amazing results with his athletes. So I had a bit of a flick, and I think I flicked him a message, but I'm going to put it back on you, Joey, bro. Next time you're talking to him, tell him to flick a message through, and we'll have a yarn to him. Maybe after the show, you know, because he'll be flat tack with a bunch of clients, no doubt. But yeah. So I remember watching you compete. I think it was at least a year ago, and you looked pretty good, but you've come a hell of a long way in the last year, bro. Like, you know, you have, you know, I think I saw you, you won Mateo's show, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that, and I think I'm sure I saw an earlier performance as well, but what have you done in the last year that's been instrumental, I guess, in bringing your physique up to such a high level?
So I did compete in that last comp. It was in November, yeah. Mm-hmm. And before that was Natural National. So it was two back-to-back overalls for me. I was pretty fortunate to grab those wins, and against Ash, a big as a inspiration of mine. So it's pretty cool. I think what lit up the, you know, the fire for me was, I think, that pro card. And I was this will definitely be my longest prep, so that's probably why, you know, the longest prep I've ever done was 5 weeks. I'm really bad with that.
Oh, 5 weeks. Yeah. I think the shortest prep I've ever done was 12, and I looked terrific. I needed sort of 15 to 20, but I guess it shows, you know, the closer you stay to your comp weight, the better. But I guess with a long prep, what you'd be hoping to see is a lot more of that muscle hanging around, a lot more fullness and a lot more maturity in that muscle. So
yeah, 100%.
Awesome. Good game plan. Look, the pro card thing, man, that lights a big fire under most bodybuilders' asses, and they, you know, dig it in deep, and you know, you've got Ash who's also digging it in deep, and it's a real good storyline for a bodybuilder, I guess, when we're coming into a show and as a fan you're watching and you see two guys and you like both of them, they've both got great physiques, and it creates a cool storyline. So is that you know, do you dig some motivation up from thinking about that Ash's right up chasing you, or you're chasing him?
Oh man, honestly, I'm rooting for him. I'm not really. It's just exciting, you know. I want to bring a really decent physique. I don't want to just, you know, give it to him. But I think he's doing. I'd say, you know, I've been fanning over him, so I'll just support him on his journey while, you know, doing my thing. So it's not really, there's a competitive vibe, I'm sure. I think he wants to come back at me for that win, yeah, I got over him. But for me, yeah, I'm definitely, that's just in my nature, the heart I have. So I'm pretty much supporting whoever's on their grind, because, you know, it's a hard sport. So I give credit and respect to anyone that does it.
Yeah, man. I think it's really easy to be a gracious loser if you lose to someone, because you actually know that they've busted their ass just as hard or harder than you to put something on stage. You know, there's no easy wins in bodybuilding. And so, you know, you always have a lot of respect for anyone. And whether you win or whether you play second to someone and it's close, you know, you both have a lot of respect for each other. So it's great. Anyway, it's a great storyline to play out. And just out of interest, we were talking with some of the pros earlier in the week, and some of them gave you the nod. So they had you ahead of Ash, and then others weren't sure. So it's going to be really interesting. And like, as I say, I really like both of your physiques, and I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. I
appreciate that, man. Humbled.
What's your thoughts on men's physique in terms of how it's been progressing in the last couple of years? Because you know, we go to a show now and it's chock-a-block with men's physique. And it kind of was a bit like that in the early days, but the standard wasn't as high. Now you get a lineup and there's a bunch of guys in there. And even as, you know, an open bodybuilder, you're looking at these guys going, that's a big man. He is a big guy. He has got, you know, like you just look at Dennis Milliken and, you know, huge shoulders, big arms, you know, his back's coming up. What's your thoughts on the state of men's physique in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think Dennis definitely, you know, set the standard for size. His legs were crazy. I don't know if anyone else noticed, but he had some crazy legs. I took notice of that when he rolled it up on stage. So I watched that.
The bodybuilders are all looking at that because they're going, oh, men's physique, they got no legs. Oh, he's got legs as well.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have the legs. Let's just say that. But I do believe in a good back, so I want to, you know, comps for me are one from the back, and that's kind of what I've been focusing on. And the posing, big believer in posing. I pose whenever I can, every chance I get, and I think that will play a big role in this comp coming up. But in terms of men's physique, I think, oh man, it's definitely changing, especially with the quarter turns. They just got the front and back, so I think that'll definitely work in my favor in regards to how my physique's shaped.
It's really cool. It's a buzzy little scene, and you know, I've got a couple of guys in my gym training for men's physique. Boys are in there training because they've just come off a comp, so they're training with no shirts on, and I thought, I don't know if I could train with no shirt on around people. I'd feel too self-conscious. But these guys look good. And, you know, I came back after training and they were in the mirror posing, which is I think, absolutely critical in men's physique, because you really, you know, you need to display that physique in the like any class, I guess. But I think in men's physique and bikini, the standard of the posing seems to be a lot higher than the other classes. So,
yeah.
Lots of time and effort. Mike, I know you've got some questions.
I have, I'm really interested in the evolution, I suppose. When you start training or you get into training and you start growing, do you, and you've got this beautiful tiny waist and wide shoulders, you've got a great structure for men's physique. Do you just start training and then you realize that's the structure you've got? Or do you modify your train to try and maintain that, sort of build the structure that suits men's physique? How did that sort of evolve for you?
Like with my physique?
Yeah, personally.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what? Because my first comp, I actually did a bodybuilding comp as a teen. So I competed in teenage bodybuilding, and I was in love with the whole classic look. So I was actually in love with training legs. And then, I took time off and, I kind of slacked off and lost the legs. But, you know, I came into men's physique and they noticed that I had a small waist. And it just made everything look bigger. But I think with my training, I kind of build around that. So I just, you know, not too heavy, not too... I just like to...
Arms, lots of delt work.
Yeah, a lot of rear delts and a lot of...
Do you avoid the, like, squats and deads and things to try and keep your waist in, or...?
Yeah, I avoid anything to do with legs. you know, obviously you need them glutes. You want to look good in them pants, them shorts. But, it's mostly just been... you got to look men's physique. I feel like, the evolution with men's physique is I watched a video and it said they were just talking about how they weren't looking for big arms and big shoulders. And I was just confused because I thought that was the whole purpose of, you know, the NPC I was just watching. And, they were talking about, and I was just confused. They changed it around a lot, but I feel like, for me, it's just been a whole lot of rack pulls and, you know, deadlifts.
So leg training aside, you train the rest of your whole upper body like an open class bodybuilder would. You're training for mass. You're training. Well, you said you don't like to train too heavy, but
You know, we switch it up. You know, I love the heavy bench. You know, I love benching. You know, people staring at the amount of 20 plates on that bar. But we play around with the, you know, high volume. You know, we get that powerlifting sets at the start with our compound movements. And
hey Joey, just you talked about having a really small waist and a wide shoulders. What's your genetic background? I know you're Samoan. Do you have anything else in the mix there?
I was a bit of German and a little bit of Chinese.
Boom, boom. The reason I said that is, and Mike will know, I had a flatmate in Dunedin many, many moons ago, guy Mike von Reiki, who was German Samoan. And I had never seen anyone with genetics like that. He had such fine, small European bone structure, but with the big slabs of Samoan muscle hanging off it. And, you know, he kept that small waist. And I think... you know, a mixed Samoan seems to be perfect for those sort of classes because the joints are just so fine, yet the muscle bellies that hang off them, they kind of, you don't seem to find that anywhere else, really.
Last thing from a personal perspective, I'm 6'1", and whenever I stick my arms out, I look like a stick insect. Well, how do you get that 6'5"? How do you get arms that size? What are your tricks? What are your tips?
Oh, man, you know... I don't really train arms. It's
like you're crying.
I get that a lot. The size of my arms, you know, I'm really long, so I've got a long torso. But I think it's all thanks to my dad. But I've got big forearms, so it's crazy. I don't know how. Like, I don't even train my forearms.
Right, so no help for me there.
Training forearms, so.
It doesn't help. That doesn't help us mortals very much. No, that's one of the things I've always noticed with the Samoan boys, and one of the local boys here's got exactly that. The tricep attachment seems to be so far down the arm that they have this big tricep that kind of pops almost off the elbow. And you know, you kind of look at some of the white boys like me, and our tricep starts halfway up our arm. So we kind of, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous of that. I'm really jealous.
Genetics,
eh? Oh, that's gold. Hey, yeah. What I might do is just bring up your Insta, Joey, so we can have a bit of a...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no. So, Joey Anae, on Insta. Some really cool stuff on your social media, bro. You really work that social media, bro. I love it.
Yeah.
What's your sort of game plan with your social media? What sort of things, you know, what's your, I guess, ethos behind what you do?
So, the whole social media thing, I was actually, before I started the bodybuilding thing, I was a social media influencer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd make relatable content, just making people laugh, you know, creating vibes. And yeah, that was the whole thing with it. But then, 2018, I started bodybuilding. And then I think only last week I decided that I'm just solely just going to be based on just the whole journey of, you know, my IFBB journey, pretty much.
Really good having that following though, bro, because I think anyone who's going to go from the amateur ranks into the pro ranks and potentially, you know, going to be standing on overseas stages, you need to be known to get the call outs, you know, so it's really useful. So I think a lot of the guys that are coming up now, you know, hey, might not be thinking about pro cards in the next year or two, but might maybe further down the track, 5 years down the track, start building your social medias, guys, because you're going to need it when you go overseas. So
this might make me cry too. You're really born in 99, which makes you 22 years old.
Yeah, this year, 22. Wow. He's a youngin.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, dear. It's that sort of physique at 22 is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Ah, cheers, guys. Yeah.
Let's have a look at this one. Like this one. Yep.
You're bad.
You wouldn't have thought, like, you know, if we rewind the clock, you know, sort of, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago back into men's physique, and you saw that, you wouldn't be thinking men's physique, would you, Mike?
No.
Nah. But it's that's the evolution, as you say. And I think, you know, it's important to, you know, for people to keep up with what the judges are actually telling you to put on stage. You don't look 6'5", bro.
Hey, just look at the door at the back.
Yeah. How far out was that one, bro?
I think that was
a week ago.
Yeah.
Ooh, so it's about 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking good, Marcus PT. You've done a good job, brother. Both of you have. No, it's really good, man. Can't wait. Right, we'll jump off that. So going to cruise in this week, take it easy, or you're still working, you're still doing everything normal, or?
Yeah, still lifting heavy. You know, I lift. We tend to lift heavy throughout our last few weeks. I know it's been a problem, you know, it's a problem for, you know, people 2 weeks, 1 week out, they're a bit cautious of the whole injuries and stuff. But for me, I got some real dense bones, so I don't really have troubles with strains and stuff. I don't know.
And you're 22, so
yeah, <good time. laughs> yeah, we're able to do that. So yeah, really take advantage of that and keep full throughout the last few days.
All right, that's good, man. Mike, anything else you want to dig into on training?
No, I mean, it'd be the stuff that bores people, you know, the stuff I'm really interested in, the peak week stuff, it'd be probably bore everybody, the little grams of carbs and X's and O's stuff.
I'm not a lot of carbs.
Hey, look, I guess, you know, as we always do, man, we let you do a bit of a shout out to everyone that's helped you on the way, because I know that now more than ever in that last week, you know who's helped you out. You know all the people that have been backing you, and they usually, you know, all sorts of people. You know, people that you've just had the shoulder to cry on, people that have supported you, people that have pushed you hard in the gym, people that have given you advice. people that have been role models to you, that type of thing. The floor is yours, Joey. So
I appreciate it, man. Oh, there's a whole heap. There's a whole heap in my pocket. But first and foremost, I think I got to give it up to the Lord above. I wouldn't be here without him. So, I get my strength from him. So, yeah, God, Marcus Fitness PT. So I'm my coach and the team, my family, and yeah, just everyone, Ash, you know, even people I'm going up against, you know, it's really, really cool to watch them grow along the way. I think it's a blessing. And yeah, just a shout out to everyone. Hey, we're all here. So, yeah. And to you guys, man, honestly, the page you guys have, South Pacific.
I laughed, bro, when you said to me, you said you felt nervous. I'm thinking, I should feel nervous. I've watched you on your social media. You're good, bro, you are good. So, I do. I really think you've done a really great job there. And even Mo said to me, he goes, he's a real funny guy. And so I looked at some of your stuff, and you got some cool little skits there. I followed you on your live. So, guys, he does some really cool lives. So, how he's thinking. So, really cool to watch, man. And, you know, I'll certainly be in the crowd in less than six days now. And I'll definitely be shouting out for you, bro. So, and I will catch up with you there, and I'll do a bit of an interview with you.
Awesome. Yeah, man. I'm keen.
Awesome, bro. Hey, thank you very much for coming on today, Joey. And I want to wish you all the very best for your final 5-6 days. And we look forward to seeing you there, brother.
Oh, thank you so much. Mad love, Nate and Mike.
Awesome, bro. All right, people, stay safe out there. Make sure you subscribe, like, all that stuff. And then, we'll be able to eat at night. Take care, people. Have a great week.